Barack Obama giving a speech in Germany today, let me just say, ich bin ein Kugelschreiber. It's the only thing I know how to say in German. It means I am a ballpoint pen. Not quite Kennedy-esque. Jake Tapper's in Germany, too. He's in Berlin following Obama's road trip. He's the senior national correspondent for ABC News. We had him on a couple of days ago from Amman, Jordan. Now let's go live to Berlin, Germany. Good morning, Jake.
Guten Tag.
Oh, there you go. Good Morgan, I guess I should have said. Is this Obama's attempt at a Kennedy-esque moment?
Well, I don't think that he would say that. That's certainly a very high bar to meet. But certainly they are hoping for beautiful pictures and imagery to come out of his speech this evening in Berlin at the Victory Column in downtown central Berlin. He said he's going to talk about the state of U.S.-European relations and his thoughts on the matter. And, I think they have very, very high hopes. Otherwise, they wouldn't be coming to a city so famous for presidential speeches, such as Ronald Reagan's Mr. Gorbachev, Tear Down This Wall, and, of course, John F. Kennedy's Ich bin ein Berliner.
I've been reading your political punch blog on abcnews.com and was not at all surprised to find out that the Obama people have been trying to gin up as big a crowd as they can. They're actually handing out flyers in German all over town, right?
That's right. It's not something they're hiding. You can download the flyer on the BarackObama.com website. But yeah, they're leafleting the city, trying to get as many people to turn out. It's a huge area where Senator Obama will speak. In fact, he admitted to feeling a bit of trepidation to us today when he talked to reporters on the plane, saying he didn't realize how many people could fill the area in the park. It'd be like giving a concert in Central Park. You know, you want to make sure that there isn't much ground showing in the aerial pictures.
Will the German leader Angela Merkel be playing a role in this?
No, she met with Senator Obama this morning, Chancellor Merkel, and I believe that's probably all she's going to have to do. She's made it pretty clear that she, you know, originally, you might remember, there was some discussion of Senator Obama giving the speech at the Brandenburg Gate, where Ronald Reagan gave his speech, and Chancellor Merkel made it very clear that she did not think that was appropriate, given that the Brandenburg Gate is such a symbol of Berlin, both in terms of the Cold War period and then also the reunification of Berlin. So I think it's fair to say that after the meeting, which, you know, was, apparently, you know, perfectly pleasant, she's not going to have anything more to do with Senator Obama on his trip here.
Jake, it's very nice for Obama and his ego and all of his campaign people to see all of these Germans turn out to see him give this speech, almost like a campaign rally in front of 100,000 non-voters. What is the message they hope that Americans will glean from this?
Well, they're doing everything they can so that the images that you guys see on your TVs are Senator Obama as President Obama, trying to help you make the jump. According to an ABC News Washington Post poll from a few weeks ago, 72% of the American people say that John McCain would be a good commander-in-chief. That's including a majority of Democrats say that. But only 48% say that about Barack Obama. So while they know they'll never get up to John McCain levels of approval in terms of commander-in-chief ability, they would like to see those numbers go up. They know that he has a commander-in-chief threshold that he has yet to reach, and that's politically, they hope that that will change after this trip.
Jake, do you think that Obama's popularity in Europe hurts him with some Americans?
You know, it's certainly a double-edged sword. I think that there are a lot of Americans who, whenever Europe likes something in terms of politics, they immediately want to go the other way. But by the same token, I would say that according to polls, you know, most Americans do express some reservation about our country's standing in the world and would like to see more strengthening of diplomatic ties with Europe, with other countries. So, I see the point, and certainly you don't want to have too ravenous a European crowd. But at the same time, I think a big enough crowd could say something positive about America that might appeal to a lot of voters, especially after, these last few years, have been pretty tough diplomatically for the United States.
Talking with ABC News senior national correspondent Jake Tapper, live from Berlin here on the Big 89 WLS. And John Dempsey's got a question for you.
Hi, Jake. I remember in the first Bill Clinton campaign how he perfected the art of bypassing the reporters and trying to sell his message directly to the people. Has Obama been keeping you reporters at bay, separated from him on this trip?
It's tough to say. I mean, certainly he has been, there has been a carefully choreographed media strategy. And this is, it escapes the notice of absolutely no one that he did an 8-day, 7-country tour and got 6 network interviews out of it, including with the 3 big anchors, most notable, of course, of whom is Charlie Gibson from ABC News World News with Charlie Gibson. But, I do think that, he has given a number. He did take questions in Jordan for 45 minutes the other day. I think that was Tuesday. He came on the airplane yesterday and talked to us, or I guess that was this morning, yesterday in Sderot, Israel. He also took questions. So it's not as if we have not been able to ask him questions or get to him. But and by the way, it's not as if Katie Couric and Charlie Gibson and I assume later today Brian Williams have been pulling any punches. I mean, I thought Charlie's interview with Senator Obama, especially on the question of his comments on an undivided Jerusalem, which he quickly took back. I thought that was a tough interview. So it's not as if he isn't being challenged. But that said, of course, the images for the Obama campaign are very, very important, and they are getting the images that they want, without question.
Speaking of Israel, Jake, was yesterday the first time you've covered a story with two guys named Barack?
Yes, it was my first Barack squared story, absolutely.
That would be Barack Obama and the Israeli defense minister and Labor Party leader Ehud Barak. I hear that Obama got heckled at the Western Wall.
Yeah, I wasn't there because the security was very tight, so there were just a few reporters in the reporter press pool that were there. But, apparently he went there and was received warmly by most of the people there, except for one who said, Jerusalem is not for sale, and kept yelling that. But from what I understand, he was just it was just one guy. But yes, he went to the Wailing Wall, and he heard a hymn from the rabbi of the wall, and he heard some heckling.
Is he able to, it's always tough when you're not the leader of your nation. You want to be the leader of your nation, but you're not the guy. And we only have one president at a time. Is it tough for somebody in his position to try to get enmeshed in this foreign policy quagmire that is Israel and the Palestinians without actually having any power to do anything about it right now?
Well, which do you think is tougher? Meeting with the Israelis and Palestinians and doing a bunch of photo ops, or actually trying to negotiate a peace agreement? I would say probably right now, if Senator Obama does become elected president and he does follow through on his promise to try to negotiate a settlement, I think he'll be looking back at the days that he didn't have any power in relation to that conflict as the good old days.
Yeah, that's a tough balance for anybody to do, and achieving peace between these two parties seems a near impossibility. What does Obama say that is any different from what anybody else has ever said?
Well, what he says is that while President Bush and President Clinton did put forth is putting forth in terms of President Bush efforts to negotiate a settlement to encourage the two parties to come to the table, they both waited until the end of their second term to do so. And what Senator Obama says is that this would be a top priority for him on the first day. And, I think it is true that the Obama foreign policy team, there's a debate about whether or not solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict would actually do anything to assuage the Arab world, assuage the Muslim world. And some people think that it's a kind of appeasement to acknowledge that it is an issue. A lot of conservatives, especially neoconservatives, say that Islamofascism is Islamofascism, and it will exist with or without peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Whatever your view, that is not the view of the Obama foreign policy team. They do think that the Israeli-Palestinian peace process is something that needs to be front and center, and that everything else flows from it, even if there were peace in Iraq and Iran ended its nuclear program tomorrow, that would still be a major problem.
Jake, before I let you go here, tell me about Obama talking to the Europeans in particular, not the message he's sending home to Americans, but in his message to Europeans today in his speech, is he going to talk at all about European responsibilities and stepping up so that America is not the only one who has to be the guy to go to in the world? Maybe Europe could play a bigger role in that?
Well, I expect that he will. I expect that he'll talk more about a partnership, more of a partnership. Because that's certainly the foreign policy that he promotes. Now, on the plane today when we were asking him about what was in the speech, he said it was not a particularly wonky speech, but he really wouldn't give as to what was in the substance of the speech was. He said that he's been working on it for a few weeks. They basically finished a final draft a couple of days ago, and they've just been finishing touches on it. But other than that, he really didn't have much to say. But I expect that will be the message. That Europe and the United States need to forge a partnership with Europe pulling its weight. Germany is talking right now. Angela Merkel, the chancellor, has said that there's only limited cooperation that Germany is going to give to the war in Afghanistan, which, as you know, Senator Obama wants to send at least two or three more brigades and many more NATO troops. So I suspect he'll have a little bit to say about that.
Jake, I appreciate your time. I don't know if you're supposed to have fun today, but I hope you don't get lost in the crowd.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Jake Tapper, ABC News senior national correspondent, traveling with O Force One, as they call the plane, the Obama road trip, now in Berlin for a major speech later on today. And you'll, of course, hear coverage of it here on the Big 89 WLS.
Ich bin ein Springfielder.